AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI is looking for more classified documents connected to President Biden. There was a search today of the president's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. His lawyer says no documents with classified markings were found. Classified documents were found at the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware, and at an office in Washington. Investors on Wall Street are waiting to hear what the Federal Reserve has to say about interest rates. There are hopes that cooling inflation could get the Fed to ease up on its barrage of hikes to interest rates. He won 7 Super Bowls over a 23-year career. Today, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady announced he is retiring for good. He announced he was retiring last year but changed his mind. Last night, Tom Brady was in Los Angeles for the premiere of the movie 80 for Brady.
That's what life's about. You got to, you know, wake up every day with a purpose. And when you find something you love to do, you know, it's hard to stop.
The film, inspired by real events and starring Sally Field, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin, follows four older women who traveled to see Tom Brady at the Super Bowl. Officials say Russia is focusing on an offensive in eastern Ukraine.
Military analysts anticipate a new push soon by Moscow's forces, with the Institute for the Study of War saying in an assessment late Tuesday that an imminent Russian offensive in the coming months is the most likely course of action. Luhansk governor Serhiy Hayday says there is an active transfer of Russian troops to the region, and they're definitely preparing for something on the eastern front in February. A new offensive might also coincide with the invasion anniversary on February 24. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Newly empowered House Republicans are preparing to oust Democrat Ilhan Omar, a Somali-born black lawmaker from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, over her past comments critical of Israel and as payback after Democrats booted far-right GOP lawmakers from committees. This is AP News. 14 acts have been nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Iron Maiden, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, The White Stripes, and Warren Zevon are being considered for Rock Hall induction.
I'm crazy.
The list includes a lot that might be stretching the definition of rock. Crazy Willie Nelson, Cyndi Lauper, A Tribe Called Quest, and Missy Elliott. The other nominees are Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Joy Division and New Order, George Michael, and The Spinners. Inductees will be announced in May. The induction ceremony will be in the fall. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
TV psychologist Dr. Phil McGraw, says he plans to end his talk show after 21 years. Dr. Phil was the most prominent spinoff from Oprah Winfrey's show. The traditional broadcast TV season ends in the spring, and there is no date given for Phil's final show. The plan is for Dr. Phil to continue airing with reruns. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.